We all know that Merle Watson was a man that had a lot of friends in the music community, and on stage now we have some of his closest friends and family to remember him in music and stories, and this time we'll turn things over to David Holt.
Thank you, Russ. Well, it's great to be here and on this beautiful day to honor Merle Watson. You know, I remember when this festival started, just a couple of years after Merle passed away in a tragic tractor accident on October 23rd, 1985. A couple of years later, there was a festival just to honor Merle and to build this Garden of the Senses down there. We just had a flatbed pickup out here, basically, that we performed on. And it started small, and it began to grow. The festival expanded to this huge thing that it is. And you know, that, in a way, that is the way Merle was. He was a very expansive person. He was a guy that could do a lot of things. You might know him as a musician, but let me tell you, he could fly your airplane. He could build your house from the ground up. He could fix just about anything there was. And when it came to music, nobody learned faster than Merle Watson, or played better, really. And if you go around to these different cabins and the different tents and the different stages, you'll hear lots of different music here. But I can pretty much guarantee you that just about everybody in this festival who's playing has been influenced by Merle Watson, whether they knew Merle or not. Whether it's they learned a banjo lick from him, or a slide guitar lick, or a finger-picking lick, or they just listened to Doc and Merle and the way they intertwined their music that was just absolutely amazing. That influences all of us to this very day, the way the music just had drive and just fit together like a clock. It was just amazing. So we want to honor Merle Watson and think about him today, as we do through the whole festival, those of us who know him, because we know this festival is in really in his honor.